بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we're carrying on with the theme of the du'as of the Anbiya in the Quran. And yesterday we spoke about the du'a of Adam عليه السلام and Hawa عليه السلام, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them to make, which was ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. And this, we said, is a dua, it's a supplication where a person is making i'tiraf, is admitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have wronged myself, and if you do not forgive me, Allah, then I will be from amongst the losers. Today we're going to talk about Nuh alayhi salam. So just a few points about Nuh alayhi salam, that between him and Adam alayhi salam, the ulama mentioned, there were some other anbiya that were sent. One of them was Idris alayhi salam, the other one was Sheeth alayhi salam. And Nuh alayhi salam is known as being the first Rasul that was sent to this earth. So whereas Adam alayhi salam was a Nabi, he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nuh alayhi salam was the first one who was inspired and was sent with the Sharia to a nation of disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran in detail the dialogues between Nuh alayhi salam, how he called his people to Tawheed and the way that they responded. So they responded in various ways. They accused him of seeking superiority in this world. يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. They accused him of not having anything worth being a Nabi. They told him that, you know what, only the lowest of people are following you. And Nuh alayhi salam, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details how he answered all of these objections. And eventually his people told him that, قَالُوا يَا نُوحُ قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. You have debated with us over the limit now. You know, we can't take it anymore. And at this point they belied him, and he knew and he realized, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that his nation was not going to accept him now. After centuries of preaching, his nation was not going to accept him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes this whole interaction in Surah Qamar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَازْدُجِرْ. That they rejected our slave, and they told him, you are insane, and he was kicked from pillar to post. And at this point, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said these words, three words, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Which means, oh Allah, I have been overpowered, I have been overwhelmed, I can't do anything anymore, there's nothing that I can do, there's nothing left for me to do. فَانْتَصِرْ. So assist me, assist your deen, assist the haq. An important point to note here is that when Nuh alayhi salam says, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ, I cannot do anything, there's nothing left for me to do, it is not that he is just saying, you know what, I can't do anything, ya Allah, there's nothing. He's saying that I've tried every possible means. And that is why in Surah Nuh, he recounts, إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He tried every possible means. But now, after trying all of these means, ya Allah, still nothing is working. Now I say, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ. And that's also for us when we make this dua. Maybe we're trying to control our nafs against some sort of desire. We don't just say, ya Allah, there's nothing we can do. We try our level best to do what we can do. And then we say, ya Allah, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. So assist. And even in that, in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua and told him, there was still a lot of work for him to do. He had to build the ark. People were mocking him that you're building, there's just land here, there's no sea, you're building a ship here. People were mocking him. He had to go through all of that. He had to go through losing his son. All of this year was in the course of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still accepting his dua. So even us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua, it doesn't mean that everything will just magically come right. We still have a lot to do and lots of effort to put in, but it will be with the divine aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he assisted Nuh alayhi salam. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. That he sent down water from the sky, from the earth, and he saved Nuh alayhi salam and his people on the ship. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.